podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello everyone and good morning. Welcome to the Cop Update. I'm Gav. This is the LFC Day Trippers and this is your 30 minute news show. Scouser Pete and Red Steve are in early. They're up early, out of bed, good stuff. First off, this show is brought to you by Bobby's Wish to Walk. And the reason we're doing this at the start of the show as opposed to the end is he's very, very close to his 150,000 target to go to America to have that treatment. And you know, make his life much, much better. He's about €6,000 short, I think it is. So look, if you're watching or you're listening to this later on your download, the link is in the description. If you can donate to Bobby and be part of that last €6,000 to get him to 150,000, it would be absolutely amazing. If you can't donate, that's absolutely fine. What to do is take the link, send it to friends, family, whoever you can that may be able to help. Get him over the line, and you know what? A brilliant Christmas present for Bobby's and himself and his family. Megan is in. Revenite FC is in, saying good morning. Yeah, it is the morning. I'm getting used to doing the show at 11 as opposed to 2 o'clock. Garrett McDonald has just joined us as well. We won't get many people viewing this show at this hour of the morning. The idea is to come in, give you some news, watch along, have your cup of tea if you like, and then If you can't, you can listen to it later, whatever way it works for you. You know the rules, though. If you have any Liverpool news that I may miss, because there's not an awful lot going around, if you have any news or you have any views, throw them into the chat. I'll read out as many as I can. I'll comment on as many as I can, and we'll go from there. I want to look at October for Liverpool, though, because we've all been told it's a busy October. We've just taken it for granted. It's going to be a busy October. Everybody's saying it. And then I looked at it last night, and I went, oh, yeah. This is busy and this is big. There's a lot of big games in there for, in multiple competitions, which is going to shape the season possibly, because we're getting very close to this World Cup. You know, I think our last game is on the 12th of November at home to Southampton, and then we're off until the 26th, I think it is, of December. So it's going to be a huge month. November has a few games, you have League Cup and stuff kicks in, but October, when we look at the games and stuff, it is absolutely big. Ali says, morning Gav, Southgate the plum. Southgate is a muppet indeed, says Revenite. Look, I spoke about this yesterday on this show, and we spoke again about it last night on our Winners and Losers, which was a cracking show with Andy and Pete. If you haven't watched or listened to it, go back and check it out. The last thing I'll say to him is he's telling lies. He's simply telling lies about how he's picked the squad, how he sets them out, what the objective is, you know, what he wanted to get out of these players on this team, on this international break, because all he's got is he's started 9, I think, of the same 11 that started last Friday. He said he's picked on form. If that's the case, Trent shouldn't be in the squad, in my opinion. And he wants to see everyone get a game, and he sends a lot of them home without a minute, which is look, that's who's in charge. There's nothing more we can say about it until the next one comes around and we have the same rigmarole again. But he got his 3-3 draw last night, and it was all about Gareth Southgate getting his 3-3 draw last night. Nothing about England's progression, but I don't really care. I'm not an England fan, so there we go. Scouser says, my 7-year-old had me awake at 5:25. Was a lie on because he was up at 5 yesterday. Oh my God, you need to do something there. Best biscuits with company in 11 a.m. cuppa. Let me have a little think, Gareth. Jake says, good morning, good morning, Jake. Owen Bourke says, should have left Trent at home when he knew he wasn't picking him. Says Owen, yeah, probably should. Custard cream, says Gareth McDonald. He's asked me the question and then he's given me the answer. I do like a chocolate digestive. There you go, chocolate digestive. He is a liar. He's like all at United, always lying, says Revenue. I just can't get my head around him. Well, I can. I know exactly what he's doing. But it seems to be okay for Gareth Southgate to do what's best for Gareth Southgate. Once he looks okay coming out of it, that's the main thing. But anyway, on to October. 2 months of full-on football with no breaks until the World Cup. Bring it on, says Barry Devaney. And there's loads going on. So, look, first up is Brighton. Brighton parted ways with Graham Potter a couple of weeks back. Well, Graham Potter was offered the Chelsea job and took it. He's done a really good job at Brighton. He's gone. He's brought 4 or 5 of his staff with him. I suppose it's a quite a big upheaval for Brighton. Adam Lallana was in temporary charge of, I don't think he managed the game, but he was in temporary charge overlooking things while they sorted something out. They have sorted the manager out. It's Roberto De Zerbi. He most of his managerial career in Italy. He'd done a year at Shakhtar Donetsk last season, but he's in the hot seat at Brighton now. And it's a bit of a left field one, I suppose. You know, a lot of the names that would have been touted around, this guy kind of came out of nowhere for me, but listen, I'm not absolutely clued in on Brighton, so seeing who they brought in was interesting. On books as Brighton may get a new manager bounce. Yeah, he may do, but he I don't know, like he will have got a chance to work with them. But I think Liverpool have benefited from this break as well. But you know, Brighton is forced off, and I think we were talking about it yesterday. We want to see as many of these players coming back. I think Colombia still have to play a game. Uruguay, Brazil, I think they all play either early tomorrow morning. So it's going to be, they're going to get back on probably Thursday and we play on Saturday. So that's, as always with the South American stuff, that is going to be tight with regards to players getting back. But what we want to see, listen, Brighton will do their thing. You know, it's a new manager in. They'll probably stick to what they've been doing until he can implement his own way. But Liverpool are coming into this, and we should be looking at, you know, Alisson will be fine. Trent, Van Dijk, Gomez is okay. Matip is okay. Kanate is meant to be back in training following this international break. Robertson is injured. Tsimikas is there. Henderson is back. Fabinho was there. Elliot is there. Thiago is there. You know, plenty of options. Milner is still around. We've plenty of options in midfield. And up front, we have got Diaz, Salah, Nunez, Jota, who scored on the international break, Firmino, Carvalho should be back. So again, we've options, options, options. And, you know, we have kind of looked at times where we go, that's not working, this player's missing and that's not working. They're all back now. So I would look at Liverpool coming out and being the Liverpool that we all know and love come Saturday. I really do. I think it's a good game to go into. I know Brighton have a new manager, but Brighton like to play. And I think that will suit us. I think if we were to come out and play a team that would just sit back all the time and try to frustrate us, that might lead us to being frustrated as well. But excuse me, I think it's a good game to go back into. Brighton is not going to be easy despite them losing Parsons, Garrett. And Red Steve was surprised that the boys dropping the squad were there at last night's game. I would have just gone home. So would I. They all play in Europe though, Gav, not South America, says Barry. Yeah, you're right. Their games are in Europe. But they are still... Is Colombia's one not early? Are they not playing early tomorrow morning? I thought I read. But still, look, there's still players playing today and tomorrow, I think. So it's still quite late before we get back into it. Brighton are getting bounced back down the M6 after we scalped them 6-0, says Red Steve. Someone bookmarked that. Will you be doing World Cup watch-alongs, says Scouser P? We're doing watch-alongs. The link is in the description for our watch-along room, as you would call it. Very simple to sign up. It takes about 30 seconds. The idea being that some of the stuff is not licensed, so you can watch what we're watching on screen. A lot of it is licensed from America, so use your TV, use your IPTV to stick it on. Mute the TV, click this link on your phone. The sound will come out of your phone with us commentating and having a laugh. And you can also do a live text chat. So the link is in the description for it if you want to sign up. It takes 30 seconds. We've watched, I'm getting off topic here, but we've watched American football, baseball, we've watched some football, I've watched some golf, and we've had a brilliant laugh doing it, like a brilliant laugh. And the games have been insane. Whatever ones we've managed to pick have been insane. It's just a good laugh that you can listen to us having a bit of crack while you're watching on your TV. And as I said, some of them, when you click the link, you can watch the footage with us if they're not licensed. So the likes of Live Golf is okay, and one or two others. Three points to Santiago. No ifs, buts, or maybes. October will make or break our season. I agree. Barry Devaney says maybe Diaz is playing late. Yes. Time to start keeping clean sheets is on book. And time not to concede four, says Gareth. But look, I think it's a good game to go into. I think with the players back, some of them have played some international football, some of them are playing the two games, wherever it might be. Some of them have been off. So, and if you look at it, Jota needed time, like Jota especially for me. Diaz, you know, Diaz is just a machine. And then when you look at the likes of Nunez, he goes away, he gets away from the Liverpool stuff a little bit, and I don't think that's any harm. Gets away, does the Uruguay stuff, comes back. I think I think it'd be fine. Scouts a piece of listeners can drop in for a chat. Yes, on our watch alongs they can. We can add them into the room and they can have a chat with us. And they could chat on their phone while they're watching it. There's loads of options. People should really go and check it out. It's really good. And we do announce what we're going to watch and stuff like that. But just in terms of the Champions League in October, you know, Napoli currently sit on 6 points, ourselves and Ajax on 3, Rangers on no points at the moment. And in October, we have Rangers at home, Rangers away, and then Ajax away. Those are 3 games. Now, the 2 Rangers games are crucial. You know, if you look at Napoli, if Napoli can take 4 points from Ajax, Napoli would be on 10 points. They'd be true in the group. But it means that if we were to beat Rangers twice, we'd be on 9. You'd have Ajax on 4. And we'd be more or less qualified with them. Still to go away to Ajax and still to play Napoli at home. So the Rangers games are huge. Rangers were well put away by Ajax in the first game. In the second game, they're beaten by Napoli. They have players sent off. I think one guy takes a penalty about 4 times. But Rangers have showed signs that they can, especially our Ibrox, really get up for it, get at teams, get the crowd behind them, and that's, you'd expect that. You know, Rangers and Celtic, when they get ahead of steam at home in Europe, can be difficult. So, you know, we play Brighton, we go away to Rangers, all right? Those 2 Rangers games are huge. If we can take 6 points from them, I think that would nearly guarantee us, progression in the group, and takes maybe a little bit of pressure off going away to Ajax, maybe just a touch, depending on their results against Napoli. So they are Champions League stuff during the month. But there's some big games in the league, like, so Brighton at home, followed by Rangers away, then we go away to Arsenal on Sunday the 9th of October, right? Huge game. Arsenal have been really good this season, as much as I criticise Arteta. They've spent a lot of money. They've put players in there. Yeah, they get beaten away by Manchester United, and I wasn't too impressed with them that day. But they've come from behind at times and won games. This is a big test for Arsenal, as much as it is for us. Because if Arsenal want to keep up, you know, I don't think they'll win the league. I think if anyone runs away with it, it might be City. If we get ourselves motoring, I think we'll catch Arsenal. But it's a big test for Arsenal. You know, it's their first time at home against a big side for me this season, from what I can remember, unless they played someone big, but I don't think they have. Rangers away, we're home to Man City. So our next 2 league games after Brighton, if you look at it, we're away to home to Rangers, away to Arsenal, away to Rangers, home to Man City. Now, they're 2 massive league games back-to-back, and you're still trying to sort out these Champions Leagues as well. Home to West Ham, away to Forest, then you're away to Ajax, but hopefully you have 6 points in the bag from Rangers, and we finish up the month at home to Leeds. So it's such a big month. You know, there's no real, I'm not saying gimmies, like, you maybe, you know, Forest away, you'd be looking and saying they haven't been too impressive. They've a load of players come in, they're still finding their feet, but if you look at it, that's probably in 3 or 4 league games time, so they might find a little bit of a rhythm. So it's absolutely crucial this month. You know, we're saying that come the back, this is the end of September, but I think it's a huge month for Liverpool, because you could make huge dents in things in the league here. If you're playing Arsenal, City, you know, them 2 games back to back, if you take maximum points in them, you're making a huge dent in the league here. You know, an absolute huge dent. You can more or less get yourselves sorted in the Champions League with those 2 games against Rangers. And Leeds at home to finish out the month. Leeds have been a bit hit and miss, but we'll know a lot more when we come to then what sort of rhythm we're in, what form we're in. Does anybody think Liverpool should be looking at this game against Brighton as this where the season starts? Because I do. And I think Liverpool should just say what's gone is gone. We've had a little bit of a reset. We've had a little bit of a break. The players have got away, had their little mini holidays. Some of them have been playing internationals. Some of them have needed it for minutes and stuff like that. And I think we should be just looking at this. This is day one now, come Saturday. You know, we're playing Saturday, Tuesday, Sunday, Wednesday, Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday. So it's a game every 3 to 4 days now for the next 30 days. And Liverpool, I pray Liverpool come out and just be the Liverpool that we all know. I just really pray for it. And don't get me wrong, it could go badly against Arsenal City, and you're looking going, right, that's that. we're done. You know, the sort of way, because we're 6 points off Arsenal at the minute, I think. Maybe a little bit more than that because we've a game in hand. But if we were to win our game in hand, we'd be 6 points behind Arsenal, 5 behind City. But if you were to go 8-10 behind City this early, it's done with. And even Arsenal, you see, people write off Arsenal, but I've seen it before where teams get 10, 12 games in and they're like, we're still up here. And just it just pushes them on and pushes them on, and you never know where they're going to get to. So it's a big month. It's huge for me. And so I want to ask a couple of questions, right? Rangers, Ajax. Okay, I want to see what you think on that. Give me a score prediction for Brighton at the weekend. We'll do it early doors. Why not? It's only what day is it? Tuesday. Score prediction on Brighton. Rangers, Ajax, how many points? And then if you just let me know what you think about Arsenal and City, because they are back-to-back league games with Champions League stuff thrown in there. Let me read some out. Alisson, Trent, Matip, Van Dijk, Tsimikas, Fabinho, Thiago, Hendo, Salah, Jota, Diaz. Allier says for the Brighton game, I presume. Away to Arsenal, Rangers and then City at home in the space of 7 days is rough. It is rough, but if Liverpool were in form, we'd be relishing that. And that's why I think Saturday is big and it's a good game for us to get going. And I think the mix of Brighton at home, Rangers away, you'd put two wins on the board and be decent while doing it. I think, Gareth, in a week's time or whatever, before you get to these Arsenal City games, you'd be saying to yourself, you know what? We've done Brighton, we've done Rangers, and we've looked good. That rough might change, start to change, you're relishing a little bit. Gav, do you think Diaz has played too much football? Feel like he's going to suffer from burnout. It's an interesting one, Jake, because he's played an awful lot of football this season. Would he play the most football out of all the forwards? Maybe aside from Salah. And that's why I think Jota getting minutes is big for Portugal. You know, he scores. I think they play tonight again. I'm not too sure if he'll play, but Jota coming back is big. Firmino is still there. You know, you obviously have Salah, you have Nunes, and I think when you start to worry about Diaz and the amount of football he's played, even though it's early in the season, you're looking at who the fallback is. And Jota is definitely one. Firmino was one. Even Carvalho coming in, I think, pushed a little bit more forward. He's been really bright when he's played. And the Nunes one is interesting because wouldn't you love to say Diaz, Salah, and you're just going to put Nunes in there and you're just going to get embedded in and these two will supplement it. But it's a good point because he has played an awful lot of football and you'll have to manage this because that's an awful lot of games. That's a game every 3 days. And if you get on a good run, players want to play. But at the same time, you have to think about November. You will have players thinking about World Cups, although I don't think Diaz is going to one, or Salah. You have to start thinking about that. And, you know, you have to manage this. And this isn't about, oh, he's injury prone. No, it's not that. You have to manage them. And you have to manage them in a way that keeps their legs, keeps them firing, and keeps. I think familiarity is huge. I think we've lost the familiarity in our team at times. But yeah, he's played an awful lot of football. But they I've said it before. They have the top men in there that are able to assess these players down to the last every minute and every second that they play. Gav to enter the esports scene for some Counter Strike watch along soon. No, we don't even broadcast them. They're in a room, in a private room that you can enter. You can watch them with us. We have a laugh. We're half watching the football or the American football, and we're half talking about the ads that come on the screen and random stuff. So it's just a laugh. We're not here to take over the watch along scene because I think it's a crazy scene anyway. Big game for Arsenal at the weekend with the North London Derby, says Megan. Well, there you go. They have a North London Derby. They'll have Europe. Okay. Then they'll have us. So it's big for Arsenal. I've seen the fixtures coming now as well. Gary McDonald says Forest are a mess. Who'd have thought signing 19,000 players will back for it? Well, the only thing I'd give them a little bit of leeway because they had an awful lot of players on loan last season that went back to their parent clubs. They had to sign players and some more on top of that for the rigour of the Premier League. So they had to sign them. Gareth, I'm not too sure if Forrest thought they'd come up last season. I thought they'd loan a few in. They might get a playoff spot. They were bottom of the league when he took over, remember. And they probably thought, build on something, you know, that brings our profile up again. We bring a few in, maybe a little less loan signings, and keep building. But when it all happened for them, they had to go, and they had to go and make a load of signings. That's just the way it is. Forest are a mess. I've read that. Season should have started at Fulham, Gav. Taking too long to get going. Fully agree, Jake. Fully agree. I think there's been flashes of us being good, flashes of us being awful, and just in between, it's not being great. But we're not in the worst position in the world. I think the Ajax result was big. I think the fact we're 6 points off Arsenal shows it's still early in the season. And I think with the likes of Thiago back, Henderson back, Kanate back, hopefully Trent gets a rocket now because of what to carry on now with Southgate. Jota, Nunes scores a goal, there won't be... Once Nunes gets a goal or two, we'd be absolutely fine. I've all the confidence in him, you will. Salah hasn't scored enough, but he's being very creative. I think there's just an extra 1 or 2% and then he'd be fine. Diaz has been really good. The signs are good. The signs are positive with regards to numbers and personnel. So let's just see where we go with it. Agree, Gav, there's no reason why we can't go on a winning run until mid-November. It's a case of muscle memory. I do feel that. I think if Liverpool just couldn't... Liverpool click in a game and you go, that's the Liverpool. That's the, and it just puts a bit more fear into teams as well. I think that's the key. Now, we could be sitting here in a month and going, this is a fucking disaster, and you have to take your licks. That's it. There's nothing you can do about it. And, you know, we just have to see where it goes. But, yeah, muscle memory is a good word for it. Gav, says Colin, we're at our best when we play twice a week regularly. Yes. Yeah. And once we get into a rhythm and once players stay fit, and find a bit of form, because it's not only injury and stuff like that, it's finding a bit of form as well. And I'm hoping players coming back influence the form of others where they really get going again. Leicester in 2016 is a great example. When I was talking about Arsenal earlier, Red Steve says everyone was waiting for them to drop off and they never did. 3-0 against Brighton. 1-0 against Brighton, 9 points from Ajax and Rangers. Says Antio, wow. Gareth has Liverpool 2, Brighton 0, Salah and Diaz. Scousby has Rangers 4-1 at home, 3-0 away. 3-0 for Jota double and Salah from Megan McCallion. LFC 3, Rangers 0, Salah, Nunes 2. Arsenal 1, Liverpool 1 for Gareth. And he's Rangers 1, LFC 2. Ajax will be 2-2, so Scouts will be. Trent has been playing, Joseph has been playing like he's some prima donna. He's been full of himself. He got to where he is through pure hard work and should remember that. Yeah, I think his effort has been well below par. And listen, I think the only good thing to come out of that England thing is that Trent could look at himself and say, you know what, he should have played some minutes. There's no doubt about that. If he's in that squad, he should play some minutes. But maybe Trent looks and goes, you know what, you probably didn't play me because I haven't been really at my best. I'll go and show them. That's what I'm hoping. Small margins, as Gareth McDonnell, and Thiago staying fit is huge. Yeah. Listen, all these players staying fit is huge. You know, it's not like we're just dependent on, you know, oh, it's just Thiago. Like, Thiago's huge for us. I think Jota is huge for us. Nunes getting a goal is massive. It's an awful lot of small things. Salah grabbing a goal here or there, and then he just goes on a run. You know, Matip settles back in beside Van Dijk. Kanate comes in and pushes him. Simic has play as well. Robertson comes back and he wants back in. Trent gets that. Kind of has a moment of realism during the week and goes, right, hold on, let's put something straight here. And he comes out, Alisson is Alisson, you know, the sort of way. And it's small little things where they may be taking their eye off the ball. And you know what? You can forgive them a little bit because the level they've been at for so long, but it just shows the level they've been at. Because when Liverpool drop a couple of percentage marks, how it can go wrong and how committed and driven and drilled and how organised they are and how committed they are to what they do. When you drop that little bit, one or two, not saying all of them, one or two can drop and it can just, you know, everything falls around you. That's why they are a team. You know, there's somewhere teams where just come out and play 7 out of 10 a week, but they've a brilliant fella. And you just go, yeah, he's just unbelievable and he carries them. But this shows how much of a team they are. Look, we're going to go in the next 5 minutes or so. The rest of the week, tomorrow we have a draft. Myself, Matt and Keith so far. I'm going to bring one more person into this. Keith is hosting. He said it's going to be horrible rules. I know it's going to be a draft about Liverpool from the last 50 years. I know that much. And we'll see how that goes. There's nothing on tonight. A night off tonight. Tomorrow is that. Thursday is the viewers' voice. Friday will be Premier League forecast. Saturday, full-time Reds at 5 p.m. following Brighton. I'm presuming that's going to be Chris and Kev unless something changes. The Fatback 4 will be back on Sunday. With regards to the watch-alongs, as I said, the link is in the description. You click this on your phone. It takes you 30 seconds to put a username in and sign up. And yeah, once we'll tell you when we're watching stuff and you can come along and watch it. Like I said, if it's a game where you can watch it on Sky or BT, watch it there, mute it, and you can literally sync yourself up with Air Room on your phone, listen to it on your phone, watch it on your TV, chat by text on your phone as well, and have a bit of a laugh. Bobby's wish to walk, I'm going to mention it again, because he is very close to his target. Link is in the description for that. We've done a video ranking the Liverpool managers over the last 50 odd years as well. The link is in the description for that too, and you can watch that video or you can read the backup, the follow-on article from bookmakers.com. You can go and read that or watch our video, which was really good. Hit the like button if you want, whatever. Subscribe if you want, share it if you want. Yeah, just keep watching, keep commenting, and I will see you tomorrow at 11 a.m. And remember, if you're joining me tomorrow at 11 a.m, have a look through your Liverpool news tonight or first thing in the morning. Bring a widget in the morning. And if you have anything outside of what I've seen, we can have a little chat about it. I'm going to try to bring some guests on for this show as the days and weeks go on. But we're hoping to do this 5 days a week right through the season. All right. That's been it. Talk to you in a bit. Over now.
Podcast Network.